This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Calls welcome on any and all topics today. It's a little free-for-all Friday. We have some time here in this segment to take your calls, questions, and comments. I'll get to some of your emails as well. I think we should take up Senator Cramer's offer and give him some advice, counsel, thoughts on what the Senate ought to do when the House is done with this impeachment inquiry. Should they have the hearing? Should they do a hearing? Should they say, this is ridiculous, there was no due process, we're not going to go through and honor this? A short one? I don't know. The president has tweeted already about the hearings. He tweeted in the middle of them, in the House hearings, and Adam Schiff, of course, has, he doesn't like anything when it becomes anything other than the Schiff show. He doesn't like it. So he doesn't want it to be the Trump show. He likes it being the Schiff show. He is a Schiff show.
The gentleman is not recognized.
This whole thing is a Schiff show. Later this hour, we're going to talk to Greg Jarrett, the author of Witch Hunt, and more on this. We're also going to talk about an event I'm a part of and happy to be participating with, emceeing and having a great time, mostly because it's about heroes and leaders, and it's for the Boy Scouts. So I'll tell you about that, too, coming up a little later in the program. Two things I need to do here at the top is to thank our fine sponsors on this program, one of which is MyPillow. And yesterday we did something kind of fun. We had a special offer on the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, which are these incredible sheets. I mean incredible. They are. I sleep on them, so I know. We love them in our house. And there's a two-for-one special on right now. I thought it was going to be yesterday only, and I guess the special will continue. Two-for-one. Plus free shipping on the Giza sheets. Great Christmas gift. MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. But yesterday I thought, let's have some fun with this. I'm going to make this a little bit of a kicker. So I said that every order, I'm writing a check for $10 to United Patriotic Bodies because they do great work honoring our military veterans. From all the service organizations, Cass and Clay County, it's really an amazing outfit. And we had our biggest day ever of sales, like double any day in sales yesterday. So I haven't yet got the exact number of orders, I've got the dollar amount, but not the orders. So I'm looking forward to writing that check a little later on. So it should be fun to the United Patriotic Bodies. But the good deal is still there for you, folks. So MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. We were just talking with Senator Cramer about tough times in agriculture, and they are. And that means you're seeing a few more auctions, but it also means an opportunity for some savings and some bargains out there. So Monday, Fairfield, North Dakota, my friends at Pfeiffer's have the Grez Estate Machinery Auction. There's next Thursday an Auction Center of North America Winter 2019 Machinery Auction in Steele, North Dakota. That's where the Auction Center of North America is. And then December, there's a Williston Construction and Farm Equipment Auction. There's the Vonhoff Brothers Farm Retirement Auction that's on the calendar now in New England. So check them all out at Pfeiffer's.com or call for a catalog, 877-700-4099. Ryan is on the road. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Yeah, as far as this impeachment goes, I think the Senate should just dismiss it out of hand. Simple piece of paper saying the House of Representatives did a poor job of proving anything and not even go any further than that.
Let me ask
they
you something, though, Ryan.
Feel like the fools that they are.
I have that sentiment, too, for this reason. This is ridiculous. Get on to something you actually can do, like USMCA, for our farmers and ranchers that are having a tough time now. Pass the dang thing. Get some stuff done.
Yeah.
But here's one worry I have, Ryan. In that idea of not going through to the hearing, there will be Republican senators that will be in tough districts up for re-election, And here's what will be said by their opponents. You wouldn't even go through the process. You wouldn't even listen. You wouldn't even, you stunted, you know, they'll throw us, you know, some garbage their way. Does that change your mind at all, or who cares?
Who cares? The response is the whole process was garbage anyway, so what's the point?
We actually did something with that time. There you go. That's the line. We should be political advisors, Ryan, you and I. Because you could say, hey, you know, we could have just done something to done something. We knew what the outcome was going to be. But you know what we did? We passed the USMCA and then helped open up markets to our biggest trading partners, right? Canada, Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I'm now with you. I've now been swayed. So I'm starting a tally. I'm starting a tally. And Ryan says, no way, no how. The other is to say, yeah, here's, have a hearing. We know where it's going to end, though. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. Craig in Moorhead, let's get to you. 258-0550 is the telephone number. Todd's off today, so you're texting me at 367-2054 or the great Chris Larsenar, ace producer. I was with him yesterday in Mayville, Kev. Mr. Engineer Man Kevin.
Yes, sir.
I was with Chris.
I heard that.
He's kind of royalty on the campus of Mayville State.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
He's like an honorary comet.
Oh, yeah. He's the comet dude. And
there was an entrepreneur class.
Okay.
They asked me to speak. I have no idea why.
I saw the picture, actually, Chris took, yeah?
But it was fun. And the neat part about it, some of the basketball players were there from Mayville State, the comet. So I met one young man from Minnetonka. I didn't realize that. Yeah. And pretty good, tall drink of water.
Yeah.
So I got to pay closer attention to the comments up there.
Oh, yeah.
They got her going. But I was with Chris, and Chris is taking text today at 701-404-7640. 701-404-7640. He's my producer man. Kevin's my engineer man. Todd's my co-host. Daniel's the telephone man pushing the buttons. Craig and Moorhead, go ahead. Sorry. You're up for what's on your mind.
The team, baby.
The team, baby. Exactly right. No, I am team.
Okay.
Go ahead, Craig. Yes.
I watched the entire Pelosi Shift show 2 days ago. I started watching it today. It's important. It's a joke. And what happens? Shift stops everything to read a portion of Trump's damn tweet a half hour ago where he's trashing the witness. And, of course, they're saying this is intimidation of a witness. And it's like, stop, Trump. I understand you have no way to defend yourself but by your tweet because of the rules that this flipping Democrats have put in. But you're not helping people that are trying to defend you with your stupid tweets. It's disgusting. This whole thing is disgusting. But don't give them ammo.
So you don't think the president should have done that?
Absolutely not. Now they're going to, of course, Shifty Shift is going to do as usual. Well, witness intimidation, another reason for impeachment. It's obscene what they're doing, but you just gave it, loaded up their gun. What a moron. I tell you, I'm for him 100%, but he doesn't make it easy.
You just called the president a moron, which I think is...
In that way, he is. Stupid tweets.
I wonder if people would agree with you. If we did an instant poll right now, Trump supporters, would they agree or disagree with you, Craig?
Tweets are fine, but this was just stupid. We're trying to make her look unsympathetic and trying to get the ball in his court. And all
here's my here's my theory on Donald Trump. He's playing chess, and the rest of us are playing checkers. So your argument is not wrong. Your argument is not without some significant merit in the middle of this. But this woman is being led up to be by all the mainstream media and all the people as being this wonderful, perfect person. And the president told me something I didn't know in that tweet. And that was she was a former ambassador in Somalia or whatever. She was in Somalia. How'd that turn out, he said. He pointed out
that already by her own testimony 20 minutes before that.
I get it.
I watched the whole damn thing.
But I'm saying he, by doing what he did, injected that in the middle of it to say, you know, wait a minute, and make you think a little bit differently about her. Now, where I'll give you agree with you is this. I don't have time to play it now, but Adam Schiff read the entire tweet. Then he said to the ambassador, would you comment on that? She gives two long answers about a bunch of stuff. Then Adam Schiff says, guess what? Did that intimidate you? We're not going to stand for intimidation. Wasn't that horrible? He got her to say all these crazy things. You know, I say, talk about leading a witness. You know, it's about as ridiculous as you can get. But
all right, see ya.
Hey, one last thing, Craig. What should the Senate do? Yes or no on hearings?
The Senate should throw it out the second they get it and tell them to try again, which, of course, they will.
All right. Thanks. Jude, you're next. What should the Senate do? Jude and Thompson, North Dakota.
I think the Senate should go through all the hearings, because when they go through the hearings, they can bring out all kinds of stuff and let the public know what's going on.
See, that's a good point, too. That's a good point, too, because they can call the whistleblower. They can call Hunter Biden.
Call all the witnesses they want. And when they call the witnesses that Democrats don't want to hear, well, then the Senate can put them out there in the public, and the public can see really what's going on. Yeah.
Right. Okay, I want your votes, folks. Thank you, Jude. Call again. Love the Thompson Tommies. You bet we do. We're back with more on what's on your mind after this short timeout. Don't go away, friends. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink.
Our buddy CJ and the team are hard at it right now, Dak Diesel. They never stop. They just never stop. That's the bottom line. And they're at it right now again. What I love about Dak Diesel, whether you're fixing trucks, tractors, pickup trucks, whatever, or, you know, you make light bulbs, whatever it is, when you do it with a sense of passion and just excitement, you can do anything. And that's what they do. They're just, they're really into this. They're really, really good at it, and they pride themselves at it. I received the other day the most amazing testimonial about CJ and the team at Dak Diesel. And you don't get these every day, but here's what it said. About 2 years ago, I heard your advertisement for CJ at Dak Diesel. I went out there, and he treated me like an absolute king. Told me it would take all day to do the job and provided me with a cab to go to town, then also arranged for a cab to bring me back. A lot of people don't believe in me, but he made that Cummins of mine increase 6 miles to the gallon after he worked on it. Since then, I've turned every person I know with diesel towards him. For sure, 3 of my friends have gone over, 1 Chevy Duramax, 1 Dodge, 1 Ford. All 3 had the same positive interaction and increase in fuel mileage on their trucks. Can't say enough good about CJ. That's from a listener. That's from a customer satisfied about what they're doing at Dak Diesel. So does that sound like a company you want to do some business with? I thought so. Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011, DakDiesel.com. Okay, we have some very special guests joining us in just a moment to talk about a very special event that I must say I'm proud to have been a little bit of a part of and helping to tell people about it. And we're going to do that in 1 second here, so stay tuned. I wanted to get you, you know, in suspense. I got to finish with the callers that are waiting, and I only have time for either a yes or no on the president's tweets or a yes or no on impeachment. John in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm for the tweets, but I want them to do the Senate trial because they can use the media against them and present not only everything from this impeachment fiasco to what the Dems have done up to this point. Since they're going to have a packed house and they're going to have a captive audience, it's time for the Republicans to go on the offensive and take over it.
More great points right there. Absolutely. Creighton and Huron, you tell me.
Well, of course, that is a super point. And it's all been a fiasco, and it's where's the beef, if we want to go back to the granny that said that there is no beef. But can I interject something here, please, at the end of Veterans Week? That, you know, my father quit high school at 17 years old, was born in 1900, and went into Lewis Edward Bloodgood, went into the Army, and never got sent over because it was over by the time he got done. And I have, you know, you folks have talked about how, you know, veterans have stories and things. And I listened to my father, and I listened. And he went to the Pacific at age 43, wounded through both legs, malaria twice, and I've traced everything that I can. But here's the sad part is when I went for all of his military records, and this is the point that we need to listen to our veterans, whether they're Korean, Vietnam, or whatever, and our World War veterans are few and far between. But I put in for all of his veterans, you know, all of his records. And unfortunately, in 1973, there was a large fire in Washington, D.C. at the archives, and it destroyed all of my father's records and hundreds and hundreds, well, millions of other veterans' records. And my point is we're losing our history. And, yes, there's documentaries all over, but unless you hear it directly from the veteran and their stories, it's so important for our children to listen.
Great point, Creighton. No question about it. Good way to do it. A wonderful family thing to do. And you bring us into exactly what I wanted to talk about today, and that's the Heroes and Leaders Gala, because we need to hear these stories. We need to recognize these folks that are doing incredible things. And many of them, by the way, are in military. And the Staff Sergeant Andrew P. Nelson Award for Outstanding Leadership and Service are going to be announced. So this is about recognizing everyday heroes that quietly make a difference in the community, in the way they work, with a wonderful keynote speaker, reality TV star, motivational speaker. So should be a very fascinating time. Let me welcome to the program a couple of our guests that are going to help us talk a little bit about this. And one of them is the reality star, the TV star, Terry Fossum. Terry, how are you?
I'm amazing. How about yourself, sir?
Doing very well. Thank you very much, and excited today to talk with you a little bit. Rich McCartney is here as well. Rich, tell me your position with the Boy Scouts and the Council.
I'm the Scout Executive of the Northern Lights Council.
And Tim Seiler is here as well, who's been involved in scouting for years. And how are you, Tim?
Good. Great, Scott. Good morning.
Long-time health executive in our community and an all-around good guy. So, Rich, you're the brains behind this. You started it all. You came up with this idea, this spark. So tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish.
Well, really, you summed it up very well. We wanted to be able to recognize local heroes, everyday heroes. We spent a lot of time, not a lot of time, not enough time, actually. We recognize, you know, large national heroes. But I feel like there are a lot of people that are heroes in everyday life. And they're the people that clean our street. They're the people that take out the trash. They're the people that govern us. They're the people that local government. And there's people who, police officers, firemen. But most importantly, soldiers and sailors and airmen that protect us and protect our freedom. And we felt like this was a good month to do that kind of recognition of those folks. We have a lot of those folks in our community that are veterans that work and take care of us every day, and we don't even think about it.
So. No, exactly. And, you know, you can say thank you, and a lot of people do. I think we're pretty good at that these days, but actually saying, no, you know, be here, be recognized, be a part of this event will be great. Terry, you're the keynote speaker. Tell me a little bit about what we get to hear from you on the 21st. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say, too, as a veteran myself, I really appreciated what that caller said. I really appreciate what this event is doing. It's near and dear to my heart as well. I've lost friends in the military and went through the experiences that we go through. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I really want the public, come on out to this event. Come on out. Join us. Help honor these people. I'm going to give you from the also, from the reality show standpoint, I represented all of Boy Scouts of America on a survival reality show in my Scoutmaster uniform. I was the token old guy. I was the oldest competitor on the show. I was the token Boy Scout like they do. You know, no chance in the world I was going to win this thing, and did. And I'm going to be talking a lot about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff you don't get to hear. You know, I've watched these shows and wondered, are they real? You know, what goes on behind the scenes? I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how scouting affected my life and my family's life. So it's going to be a really good, wholesome event. And the scouting right now needs everybody's support as well. We need you to come on out, guys. We need to rally behind this and support these heroes, support scouting, and really make a difference in the community.
Boy Scouts of America, Northern Lights Council. And do we still have time for more nominations?
No, we're done.
We're done. Today's the last day.
Yeah, we actually, a couple days ago, we have five really good individuals that we're going to be recognizing in the community. And
there's been some neat nominations, and this is the first of many, first annual.
This is the first annual, and so we want everyone to remember that in the future.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make five arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. Four suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A fifth person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To my friends at Schwann Buick GMC, Todd Mitchell off today, but I can tell you a couple things going on. Three things. Number one, all 2019 Envisions from Buick gotta go. Save over $9,000 off manufacturer suggested retail. Same deal for the in-stock Arcadias. New 2019 Acadias, over $9,000 off MSRP. They've gotta get rid of the 2019s because the 2020s are coming in and they're hiring. Sales professional, want to apply, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
28 before the top of the hour. Final comments from our friends from the scouting world who are inviting you to the Heroes and Leaders Gala, Boy Scouts of America, Northern Lights Council event, which is coming up next Thursday. We're less than a week away from this great event. If folks want to go, how much are tickets? How much is the table? Rich, what do I need to do there?
The ticket's $125. The table is $12.50, and all you have to do is text the keyword HERO 2019 to 91999. It'll take you right to the site where you can buy the tickets. So you can just text HERO 2019 to 91999.
That's way too many nines. I'm losing my mind. Hang on a second here now. So HERO.
It's HERO 2019.
HERO for this year, 2019, and you're going to text it to
91999.
Okay.
And there's no space between HERO and 2019, just HERO 2019, one word.
And you'll get all the info right there.
You'll be right there. Everything's there.
Tim Seiler, you've talked to a lot of people who helped sponsor this event, sponsoring tables, backing it so it can happen and we can honor heroes and leaders. What kind of feedback do you get about it?
You know, I think people are generally very supportive. We all know there's many awards that go on in our community, in the region, the area that the scouts serve. But there's a lot of unsung heroes out there. And the opportunity to recognize some of these individuals who do so much in our community, support scouting, and have served our military. These individuals, all five of them, are great candidates. And it's going to be wonderful to recognize them. In addition, we're going to have a great speaker. You heard a little bit from him this morning, and it's all about leadership and character.
And it's also about honoring the life and service of Staff Sergeant Andrew P. Nelson.
Absolutely.
As well, the award named in his name.
Yes, he was an Eagle Scout out of Moorhead and a camp staff member, and he served in the 82nd Airborne and died in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Join us, folks. Join us. We'll have a wonderful evening. Really looking forward to it. And if you have any other questions, give them a call, 293-5011. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We are pleased to welcome the author of a new book that is nothing short of the roadmap to this entire mess. It's called Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. It is authored by the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Russia Hoax, which was another mess. And I felt a sense of peace finishing this last night with the timeline. So it's 400 plus pages. but it ends with the timeline. And when you read the timeline, you really, you get the full picture of what's underway. The whole mosaic comes into view. And it's authored by Greg Jarrett. He's a legal and political analyst for Fox News. You know him as an anchor on Fox for 15 years. Before that, I can't believe it, I forgot he was on MSNBC, but Court TV. Oh, man. Greg Jarrett, welcome to the program. Welcome back. We're glad to have you again. How are you?
Scott, I'm well. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. And I loved the Russia hoax for, the context it provided. Here's why I think you are one of the heroes of this whole episode in getting the facts out about this. They're so hard to find. And I don't know if it's intentional or what, but there's this constant blizzard every day. You know, and I think back even leading up to the Mueller report, how many lies were thrown at us? How many news cycles were eaten up with all kinds of a torrent of stuff that said, this has happened, this, and the truth is proven, and they move on to the next one. Then they move on to the next one, and you can't even keep up. Is that by design?
Oh, it is, yes. And, you know, chapter 6 of my book is entitled The Media Witch Hunt, 54 pages of journalists blinded by their hatred and their bias, decided that they were just going to peddle false stories one after another, simply accepting leaked information as if it were gospel without verifying the facts. And so, you know, the media has been aiding and abetting the witch hunt against Donald Trump, and it continues, Scott, to this day.
It does to this day. And can I give you one example of that? I don't know. I can't read Adam Schiff's mind. But as Sean Hannity's said a few thousand times now, I think this is a bit of a Schiff show, so it's hard to kind of keep track.
It is.
Can you tell Sean we got it the first time? He doesn't need to do it 20 times a show, but anyway. I love him. But anyway, is the president tweeted in the middle of the hearing about the record of this ambassador. Adam Schiff reads the whole two tweets and then asks her to respond. And she says, well, I think we did some good and it was better than it would have, but and, you know, I can't have that kind of power in Somalia and everything else. And I guess that wasn't the answer Adam Schiff wanted, because then he asked this.
Ambassador, you've shown the courage to come forward today and testify. Notwithstanding the fact you were urged by the White House or State Department not to, notwithstanding the fact that, as you testified earlier, the president implicitly threatened you in that call record, and now the president in real time is attacking you. What effect do you think that has on other witnesses' willingness to come forward and expose wrongdoing?
I don't need to hear her answer, but I want to know Greg Jarrett's answer. What's he doing there?
Well, he's setting it up. Witness intimidation. I'll tell you what happened during the hearing. One of his aides slipped him, you know, Trump's tweet with the note, witness intimidation, get her to say it. And so he set her up and, you know, aren't you intimidated? Oh, yes, I'm intimidated. Look, all you have to do is look at the federal law, and Schiff would know the federal law if it slapped him in his face. Witness intimidation is threatening a witness with physical violence or killing a witness, a bribe, or asking a witness to lie. Exercising your First Amendment right to free speech, defending yourself, and criticizing a witness is not witness intimidation. It's ludicrous to claim that it is, but that's, you know, ludicrous is what Adam Schiff is all about. I wrote a column this week saying, you know, this is a clown show, and he's the head clown. Think Bozo, not Pennywise. And the circus will continue.
You should be careful with those columns, because now there's a meme out there with a big red nose on Adam Schiff and a little of, you know, face paint. So it was all your fault. Greg Jarrett is with us, the author of Witch Hunt. If somebody doesn't have the understanding of the political process, just goes about their life doing what they do and, you know, a good person and whatever, and not real political, doesn't pay attention, what should they know about all of this?
Well, what they're hearing is a chattering class of self-important diplomats who traffic in rumor and innuendo and multiple hearsay. None of it's relevant. None of it's material. my goodness, this is a witness today who was fired more than 2 months before the Trump-Zelensky telephone conversation. And yet, you know, she is asked by Schiff and his counsel her opinion of the Trump-Zelensky conversation. Her opinion is utterly irrelevant. My opinion is just as valuable as hers. And, you know, all of these witnesses would never be allowed to enter a courtroom offering triple and quadruple hearsay. I'll give you an example. George Kent testified on Wednesday that, well, it was his belief there was a quid pro quo. Where did he get it? He heard it from Bill Taylor, who heard it from Tim Morrison, who heard it from Gordon Sondland. So that's quadruple hearsay. Where did Sondland get it? He presumed it. He didn't get it from anybody. And in fact, he admitted that the president told him in a telephone conversation, I want nothing from Ukraine. There is no quid pro quo. So this is conjecture built on assorted hearsay. It's not evidence. It's junk.
How does it end?
Well, it ends with the president's impeachment, probably. Although I think, you know, some Democrats in the House who come from, you know, purple districts or red districts, you know, it may give them pause, the political consequences with an upcoming election year. But I think they'll probably impeach. It'll go to the U.S. Senate, where Lindsey Graham has said, you know, it's dead on arrival here. This is what the framers feared, that an opposing party would misuse the impeachment clause in the Constitution for purely political reasons, which is why the framers instituted a procedural check, two-thirds supermajority in the United States Senate. And so the president will be acquitted if there is even a trial there.
If you have a question or comment for Greg, we'll get those in here too for you. 701-258-5050. You can also text me at 701-367-204 or the great Chris Larson standing by. 404-7640 for his texts. 404-7640. So, Greg, I'm most curious about what you think the Senate ought to do. Senator Kevin Cramer, who had lunch with the president yesterday, and give us a bit of a readout on it, and said basically the president wants this over to a certain extent, and mainly because of the family impacts. But, you know, Senator Cramer saying, I'd like to know what your audience thinks. Should we just not even take this up because it was a sham process in the Senate? Or should we, go through this, quickly and get some key witnesses in there? What do you think the Senate ought to do?
Well, they have two options. They can file a motion to dismiss, simple majority vote, no trial. And that would be, you know, a legitimate thing to do because, you know, I agree this is a sham process, anathema to fundamental fairness and due process. You know, the Republicans can't even call their own witnesses unless they get Schiff's permission, and he's already rejecting their witnesses. So, you know, this is a charade. It's not fair. But on the other side, their second option is to have a trial, a mini trial, institute the federal rules of evidence, as Mitch McConnell, majority leader, says he will do, which means that most of these witnesses would never be allowed to testify. You can't, under the federal rules of evidence, offer multiple hearsay as a witness. So, you know, it'd be a pretty darn short trial because that's all Democrats have are hearsay witnesses.
But would it give the Republicans a chance to have, you know, Biden, the whistleblower?
Yes.
You know, others. Yeah, right. So, I mean, at least some of those facts are out there that the House is withholding. All right. Your questions when we come back for Greg Jarrett. The book is called Witch Hut, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Cattle Women and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids Saturday, November 16th at the Ramada Bismarck. Hear from respected livestock market analyst Corbett Wall and international trade issues from widely recognized Brian O'Shaughnessy. Enjoy a social hour banquet, gun raffle, and auction. Register online at IBAN.org and tell a fellow livestock producer.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Greg Jarrett, author of Witch Hunt. You watch him on Fox News Channel and doing incredible work, his columns, the book. Read the book, folks. Just get the facts. Don't let anybody else tell you what to think. Really, really good. And I have to tell you, the timeline, I just had a sense of peace reading this last night about 11 o'clock that I can't even begin to tell you. Just from the timeline tells the story. It's all you need to know. This happened on this day, then this, then this, then this. What's it all mean? Incredible. Really is. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Don't forget, my buddy Mike Lindell yesterday gave us one heck of a deal to give to you, and that is those beautiful Giza Dream Sheets, 2-for-1, and free shipping. Perfect time to get those Christmas gift-giving gifts done. You call them at 800-506-9028 to get it, or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the promo code Scott to get the deal. Back with Greg Jarrett. Texter says, Greg, the former Secretary of State, Dr. Steve Pizniak, was a friend of Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone.
said that he gave WikiLeaks and the DNC Podesta and Clinton emails and that they didn't come from Russia. He said that he received the emails from current and former members of U.S. intelligence to set the Trump campaign up. Should Lindsey Graham interview this Dr. Steve Pieczenik, says Nick?
Oh, probably, if it's verifiable information, if the documents exist. When the Inspector General report comes out fairly soon, I think Lindsey Graham will be initiating an extensive set of hearings, calling a variety of witnesses. And, the people who engaged in the witch hunt, and I name them in my book and what they did, I think in the end will have to be held accountable in the criminal justice system, in congressional proceedings, in an investigation. So this, this ain't over yet. Let's wait for the IG report.
One more text. What happened to Judge Napolitano, and why did he become a never-Trumper?
He and I disagree and often have in the 30 years we've known each other. He's entitled to his opinion, and mine tends to be quite different.
Clint in Bismarck, question for Greg Jarrett. Go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
I apologize for not having a question. I had called him a little earlier and was on hold, but I would like to thank Gregory Jarrett for all he does for this country and for his patriotism and integrity. And in that statement, I would like to tell that previous caller that bashed our president for Twitter, this country is lacking people of integrity and morals like Gregory Jarrett and Molly Hemingway. And that is why Twitter is necessary. So keep it up, President, and thank you, Gregory Jarrett.
Well, it's very kind of you. And, one of the reasons the president takes to Twitter as often as he does, because he'll never get a fair shake from the mainstream media, which, are people that are so driven in their hatred that they shade the truth. And so the president goes over their heads and he goes to the American public. And I think he's right to do it. I don't always agree with every tweet, but so what? One of the reasons the president does this is, in this particular proceeding, he's being deprived of his Sixth Amendment right to confront his accusers because the witnesses are peddling hearsay, which deprives the president of confronting the original sources. So he goes over everybody's head, and he simply lays out his defense to the American public through tweets.
Playing chess while the rest might be playing checkers?
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it, Scott.
Yeah, I think he is. I really do, because, people called earlier, why would he do that in the middle of this? How stupid is that? And now he's going to have to listen. I said, well, guess what? I know a lot about the ambassador that I didn't know, and the chairman of the Intel Committee had to read it.
That's right.
I think it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Quickly, Dana and Judd for Greg Jarrett, you're next.
Hey, good Friday morning, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first of all, it's Veterans Week, and I want to put a big shout-out to everyone that served for this country and just tell them thank you for keeping this the greatest country on the planet Earth.
Amen.
And the impeachment, if you watch the hearings, they got a big sign in the back of the room that pretty much says it all. And it says, I'm concerned that if we don't impeach, Trump will get reelected. And it's signed down in the corner by the inventor of the Internet, Al Gore. And that's what this is all about.
I don't think it was Al Gore, but
Al Green was the representative who said it.
But it's telling, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, look, this has been going on since before the president was inaugurated. The faux whistleblower's attorney back in early 2017 tweeted out the coup of President Trump. Impeachment will follow. This whole Ukraine hoax was a setup by a whistleblower who's not even a whistleblower, who's a coward hiding in the shadows. He's not entitled to anonymity under the law. Principally because he's not a whistleblower under the law. This is all a setup.
Last question, and it's mine. Just a few seconds for your answer. Breaking news now from Fox. Roger Stone found guilty of obstruction, witness tampering, making false statements on all counts. What is that all about? What does that mean?
A jury has found him guilty of not telling the truth to the House Intelligence Committee in his testimony. And whether or not he has grounds for appeal, we'll wait and see. But, you know, it's always a bad idea to lie.
There you go. But really, the guy, you know, is another way to get at Trump. No question about it. But Roger Stone's a bit of a character, so he probably is in a mess of his own making, as we say. Greg, thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Scott, always my pleasure. Thanks.
Take care. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.